Now to a bank that's not afraid of failure, the Bank of Floyd. It's in Floyd, Virginia, in the southwestern part of the state. That's a town of about 400 people. Floyd County has about 16,000. And many of them depend on the Bank of Floyd, established in 1951. Leon Moore is its chairman, president, and CEO. He says his bank's assets are worth about $220 million, and he says those assets are safe because the Bank of Floyd avoided investing in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and does no subprime lending.
The overall credit crunch that we're seeing, we're not experiencing that here. We have a lot of deposits that we raise in our branches, which are consumer deposits out here. And we turn around and loan those out, so we do not live very much on borrowed money. Matter of fact, we have not borrowed money from the Federal Home Loan Bank or any of the bigger banks. We've not borrowed money in 10 years.
We've been hearing this, that as the credit crunch tightens, that more and more people will have a hard time getting loans. And I wonder if you think, looking forward, that somebody coming into your bank, a farmer, say, or someone else, might have a harder time now getting a loan than they might have before.
Well, I don't think it's going to affect your smaller banks and your smaller communities as much as it will your bigger cities. But what will happen as the credit markets continue to dry up, then it will trickle down to the point that your businesses will be affected. They will not be able to borrow. They will not be able to continue the employment for their people. And then you will have a problem locally as well as the bigger cities.
Are you starting to see folks coming in looking for loans who have just much worse credit than they might have a while ago? You can't make them a loan because their credit's so lousy.
We have started to see that, yes, particularly for some new customers that may be coming to us.
I would think that in a small community like yours, you would know a lot of these people.
Oh, we know quite a number of them, yes.
And that's got to be a hard position to be in.
Well, it is. But we have found that in many cases when people start to have problems, they will come in and talk with us before it gets too bad.
And is there anything you can do for them?
Sometimes we can, yes.
Mr. Moore, since we've been seeing the collapse of some of these big financial institutions, have you been seeing folks coming into you worried about whether their money's safe in your small community bank there?
Yes, we have. And what we've tried to do is to assure the people that, yes, we are well capitalized. Yes, we do have money to loan. Yes, we are conservative. It's just a process of talking to your customer and assuring that customer that you know what you're doing, that you're watching after their money.
What do you think about the bailout package that's been kicking around in the Congress, getting shot down and now seems to have another life?
Well, I simply know that something has to be done. One problem we have out there today is consumer confidence. If they don't have confidence in the financial markets, if they don't have confidence in their congressman, then we've got a problem. So sooner or later, they've got to address the issue and come up with some solution to it.
Well, Mr. Moore, thanks for talking with us.
All right. Thank you very much. It's good to talk with you.
Leon Moore is president and CEO of the Bank of Floyd in Floyd, Virginia.